The proposed trail would run through 60 miles of the Northern Highland American Legion Forest, giving ATV owners in Vilas County a place to ride. Mike Meshedlock of the Vilas County ATV Alliance says the 600 riders in his organization have less than a mile of public trailway in the county.
Right now, most people have to trailer out of the county to areas to the north, south, east, west. Every county around Vilas County has a trail system. There's concern over people riding off trail. Well, when you don't give people a place to go, that's what's going to happen.
But several environmental groups say there's a good reason the forest is off limits because of possible damage to wetlands, lakeshores, and high-quality waterways like the Manitouish River and Plum Creek. Norm Poulton is a member of ECOLA, the Environmentally Concerned Citizens of the Lakeland Area.
Wherever they allow ATV trails to go, these people get off the trails and cause all this environmental damage. They spread invasive species, they pollute, and I think we've had enough of that. There have to be some areas set aside where people can enjoy the quiet and the solitude of nature.
Northern Highland American Legion Forest Superintendent Steve Peterson is being inundated by letters and emails.
I've been getting several emails an hour recently. Most all of those are opposed to the trail.
The ATV trail will be the subject of three public information sessions, September 17th in Wausau, September 18th in St. Germain, and September 19th in Manitouish Waters. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.